Over the years, I've been to many different nations and cultures. I've seen some beautiful places, both man-made and natural. But my favourite place in the whole world is sitting around a table with friends and family. The conversations, the laughter, and sometimes tears, the food and drink all create a symphony of pleasure and delight to the senses. One summer evening here in Mallorca, Spain, we gathered around my favourite place with our friends to celebrate the 90th birthday of a much-loved man. On one of the hottest nights of the year, we sat at the table in the garden of our friend's home, all dressed up to the nines to mark this special occasion. The table was filled with party food, jugs of sangria, and bottles of wine. We all sang Happy Birthday in Spanish and English, and then I sang a couple of songs for the birthday boy. He loves the Lord, and one of his favourite songs is You Laid Aside Your Majesty. So I sang this for him, and then, since he is Welsh, as am I sang the great hymn of the Welsh revival, Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean. I sang it in English and Welsh. It was a very special moment, sitting under the stars with people we have grown to love, singing a song about the love of God made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. It was a moment when all of our hearts were touched by the God who is always present and is the unseen guest at every meal. We were a mix of believers and non-believers, gathered around a table, breaking bread together, recalling the sacrifice of Jesus, in the presence of a God who lets us belong before we believe. All are welcome at his table. I guess this was an accidental time of communion, and maybe for some, holy. Looking at the New Testament, it seems that Jesus did a lot of his ministry around the table. It was a place where he ate and drank with outcasts as well as his friends, where he spoke of the kingdom of heaven and welcomed all to be a part of it. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus gathered his disciples for dinner. The New Testament scholar N.T. Wright wrote these words, and I quote, "When Jesus himself wanted to explain to his disciples what his forthcoming death was all about, he didn't give them a theory, he gave them a meal." That meal was the foundation for what the church now calls communion, or the Lord's Supper. But I'm not sure Jesus intended it to be the religious ritual that it has become. It was a meal with friends. There was no pastor in charge, supported by a worship leader with a guitar. It wasn't the nip and a sip of communion wine and a wafer. It was a meal. I imagine Jesus raising a glass of wine and saying something like, "Hey guys, whenever you meet for dinner like this in the future, raise your glasses and remember me, this moment, and the sacrifice I made." I know that as humans we like ritual, and maybe you think that a formal communion service is important, and that's fine. But for me, communion is not a ritual. It is a shared meal, friends and family, raising our glasses with a toast to life, love, the King and his kingdom. Maybe this is what Jesus meant when he said that every time we eat and drink together, we should remember him, not just on a Sunday morning. What do you think? In preparing this podcast, I came across the concept of dinner church. One website I visited stated that dinner church is one of the fastest growing formats for Christian gatherings in North America. That idea resonates with me because in the relaxed atmosphere of a meal, I have seen over and over again how God breaks into our conversations and meets with us. Indeed, some of my most memorable encounters with God have not been in a church meeting, but at a table with friends. When we lived in England, our dining table was the place where we had so many God moments, where we and our friends laughed, cried, dreamed, and prayed. Many of our songs were inspired there. When we moved to Spain, we sold or gave away all the furniture we had, but we wanted our table, which had been in the heart of our home and witnessed so much of our spiritual journey, to go to a special place. So on our final night in England, we invited our dear friends Les and Judith for dinner, after which we loaded that table into their car, and it now continues to be a special place in their home. For us, living in the Mediterranean, life revolves around the table. Our church is definitely a dinner church, and it is over these shared meals with our friends that we continue to encounter God together and remember what Jesus has done for us. Thanks for listening. I leave you with our song, Favorite Place.
This is my favorite place to be, with those I love surrounding me, where we eat and drink as one, in the heart of our home. Here we laugh and here we cry, celebrate the days gone by. A toast to absent friends, raise a glass to days ahead. Oh, 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 come and stay here for a while, break some bread and drink some wine at the table with friends surrounding. This is my favorite place to be. Ooh, yeah. Conversations late at night, laughter flows by candlelight. Communion happens here in the food and drink we share. Oh, 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 come and stay here for a while, break some bread and drink some wine at the table with friends surrounding. Favorite place to be. At the table with friends surrounding me, this is my favorite place. This is my favorite place. This is my favorite place. This is my favorite place to be.